From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Companies like Uber and Lyft could open up shop in Alaska as early as next month. The State House and Senate have both passed bills that allow companies to dispatch drivers through apps on smartphones. Republican Senator Mia Costello of Anchorage sponsored the bill.
The companies that were involved in this process are getting ready to bring on drivers and getting ready to bring on riders.
Uber started doing business in Alaska a few years ago, but by the end of 2014 was blocked by local and state labor rules, and the company faces opposition from the taxi industry. But Senate Bill 14 now overrides any measures that might have passed at the local level, though it does include an opt-out provision for communities if they bring the issue to the ballot. The bill still needs Governor Bill Walker's signature. Will he sign? At a press conference yesterday, the governor wouldn't say. The legislature has also passed a bill aimed at bringing the state into compliance with national proof of identity standards. The House gave final approval to legislation that allows the state to issue real ID-compliant driver's licenses. Governor Bill Walker says he intends to sign it. Alaska in 2008 passed a law barring state agencies from spending money to help implement real ID. Some of the same concerns about privacy and federal overreach were raised during this session's debate. State officials had said if lawmakers didn't pass real ID legislation, Alaska risked having driver's licenses rejected at military air bases once the current extension expires June 6, and for air travel requiring federal screening in January. The family of Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell is disputing that the rock musician knowingly and intentionally killed himself. A medical examiner says initial autopsy results indicate Cornell hanged himself after performing Wednesday night in Detroit. He was 52, but the family said in a statement that without toxicology tests completed, they can't be sure what led to his death or if any substances were involved. This comes as a newspaper is reporting that a Detroit police report says a bodyguard gave the singer two prescription pills for anxiety about an hour before finding him unresponsive on the bathroom floor of a hotel room. A police spokeswoman says the department is not commenting. The Alaska Police Standards Council has decided officers and prison guards in the state should not be getting involved in the marijuana industry. KTUU-TV reports the council voted earlier this month to ban police from owning or operating a marijuana business. The council had cited the ongoing federal ban as a contributing factor to its decision. Alaska voters legalized recreational marijuana in 2014. Retail sale began late last year. Showers likely to continue this afternoon with a high near 51. Overnight, more rain with lows dipping to 42. Saturday looking pretty wet with highs around 51, lows overnight around 46, and more rain in the forecast. Sunday could be heavy at times. That's your news update. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.